Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarahites, and he brought the family of the Zarahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zara, the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them. They're hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent. And behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them to Joshua and unto all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with them took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment, the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters, his oxen, his asses, his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall surely trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. That's Achan, his wife, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, and all that he had. Burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. It's Father's Day. And I have a sober task tonight. In my somber task, pray for me as I preach for just a moment on Father's curse. I'm glad it's not like it was in the Old Testament. I'm glad Ezekiel has been fulfilled. And every man shall stand on his own 2 feet in the last analysis. If he does right. But Father, you have a tremendous responsibility, and here's why. Somebody's following you. Kayla gave me a Father's Day card. It said, in so many words, God must have liked me awful well because he gave me the best godfather in the world. Somebody's watching me. Somebody's looking to me. Amen. Sister Princess gave me a card, among other things, said, most precious pastor in the world. Somebody's counting on me. somebody's counting on you, Dad. You're somebody's hero. And even though Ezekiel said, every man shall die for his own sins, that only is under the condition that he repents of his sins, no matter what son does or daddy does. But if your sons choose to follow you in your error, in your dragging, flagging, sinning, worldliness and carnality, you will have cursed your whole house. I'm talking tonight about Father's curse. Daddy, what is that big pile of rocks all about? How'd they get there, Daddy? And you have to explain, son, that's Achan, his wife, his sons, and his daughter's tomb. All their sheep and all their cattle and oxen are under that pile of rocks. You see, they stoned them with stones, son. Daddy, why did they stone poor Achan and his family? Why, Daddy? Because, son, he sinned. And they were all a party to it. Can it be so? Has it ever been so since? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me read you just a little in Acts chapter 1. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of the names together, about 120. Men and brethren, that the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost spake by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all that dwell at Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in their proper tongue Aseldama, that is to say, the field of blood. Amen. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate. At Judah's house, there won't be anybody home. Because Judas, according to the psalmist, cursed his whole family with his sin. The psalmist said, let his wife grind to another. It cursed his children too. Why? Because they were all a party. They were all party to that which he stole from the bag and robbed of the treasury of Jesus Christ and his disciples. The Bible makes it plain. He was a thief. Amen. And they lived a little higher and a little better than the rest because he was taking money. He was embezzling money from the treasury of Christ and the disciples. Amen. Let's read in Psalms a little bit, amen, about this man. 69th Psalm, I suppose, amen. I hardly know where to start reading because he starts out in verse 20, reproach have broken my heart. I'm full of heaviness. I looked for some to take pity, there was none. And for comforters, I found none. What are friends for? To stand by you. Not betray you. Not sell you out. Amen. But he said, they gave me gall for meat. In my thirst they gave me vinegar. Let their table become a snare. before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not. Make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate. According to the writers in the New Testament, Peter, this is speaking directly about Judas. Let their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten. They talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded, added iniquity to their iniquity. Let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I'm poor, sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox, a bullock, horns and hoofs. Amen. Judgment upon Judas and all that crucified the Lord. How do you crucify the Lord today? It is the most dangerous thing in this world that I can think of for somebody that's been to God's altar, washed in the blood, and even filled with the Spirit, to backslide on God. You can go so far that the Bible speaks of it like this: seeing that they crucify to themselves the Lord of flesh, and count the blood of the covenant wherewith they were sanctified an unholy thing. Amen. Judas trampled on amazing grace. He kissed the door of heaven and went to hell. You've heard that, haven't you? Judas kissed the door of heaven and went to hell. That wasn't all. He cursed his whole family and took them with him. A little rebellion here, a little rebellion there, is bad in anybody's life. And we've got a new breed of men today that feel like it's all right to indulge a little bit in the filth of this world, worldly pleasures, thorns that choke out the Word of God. There's just one thing that I must tell you tonight. You're not the only one that's going to choke. You're not the only one that's going to perish. Your children will choke with you. Your children will share your fate. Oh, perchance there may be one like myself. My family wasn't saved. And those, Brother Fred Hatfield, pastor at Harbor Lights Temple in Batesville, Arkansas, used to introduce me as a miracle boy because he knew my family. He would say, if you only knew his family like I knew them, you would know that he's a miracle. Oh, yes, Timothy, God spoke to my heart. God talked to me. Amen. And I'm not pinning any roses on myself. This is just the way it is. I was too smart to go to hell with the rest of them. I'll tell you what, if you pick the wrong choice, you make the wrong decision in your choosing tonight, it's because you're too dumb to go to heaven. Amen. You're too simple. The Bible's got a word for it. They call it simple all the way through the book of Proverbs. Amen. And there's some tonight that's going to hell right from these church pews so recently because they're too stupid to go to heaven. And you tell them I said so. Give them a tape. Amen. I want to tell you, if you go to hell, it's because you're dumb. You're not thinking. You have willfully closed your eyes to the truth. You've turned around in a hell-bound train, and you're riding to hell backwards, talking about heaven going to hell, while you hope secretly that hell will be air-conditioned by the time you get there. But if you turn around backwards on a hell-bound train, you'll just go to hell backwards. But there's a problem. Somebody's getting on that train with you. Look. Little footsteps are following. Look. That's your wife. She's got her suitcase too. She's getting on too. And they're doing it. Right this very night. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't hardly count them. On your two hands. They've come and gone. From the place of the holy. Now this is serious business, folks. This is serious stuff. Amen. You are an influence. There is an aura about you that reaches out and influences others. Amen. I made my rugged decision. I made my drastic decision. Amen. I made my radical decision. I stood on my own two feet because I was too smart to go to hell with the rest of them. Amen. And some followed me. We stopped by Uncle Orton's house down at Truman, Arkansas one night and visited them. Dosha, my mom's sister. Fletcher, her husband. Amen. Orton and Clara. Clara was fiancé to Graydon. Graydon was Mama's brother. The last words remembered Graydon saying as he walked down the road way up in the night, midnight, he was singing, "Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Get drunk and gamble, play cards and ramble. Nobody's business what I do." Singing on down the road, walking to Hugh Curtis' house where Clara lived, his fiance. He wasn't there too long until the pain struck his heart. Young man, early 20, amen. He said, "I got to see Mama," and he ran for the front gate and fell at the gate. He didn't make it to Mama. He was dead when he hit the ground. A young man. Getting ready to get married. Amen. They took him in and took his clothes off of him, massaged his body with alcohol, trying to revive him. But Graydon was gone. Amen. Why was Graydon gone? In just a few days, they would lay his father by his side, Herbert Robinson, my mom's dad. Amen. Herbert had cursed his family with alcohol. He made it and sold it. And I had a sneaking suspicion when Dad showed me that little one-room log cabin, no road on top of the mountain to it, that that's where Grandpa had his still and stashed his stuff. Amen. On a high, dry hill in Arkansas. Grandpa would work my mom and her sister Effa Pearl, the two oldest girls in the family, before the boys got big enough. He took them to the woods and they pulled a cross-cut saw. He taught them to wield a broad axe. You know what that is, don't you, Brother Sexton? You know what that is, don't you, Roscoe Byrne? That's what you made railroad ties with before they got sawmills. Amen. A broad axe is what you made a square railroad tie out of a log. He taught those girls to make ties like men. Amen. And he'd put them on a little wore-out Springfield wagon, all a wagon could wiggle with, and two horses, and haul them to Hardy, Arkansas, to the tie yards. And stay gone all weekend and drink up every bit of that money. Ties, railroad ties, only brought a dollar apiece. If you could get 20 on a Springfield wagon, that'd be a big load. He only got $20. They didn't have a thing to eat in the house. He cursed his household before he died, and he cursed it after he died. Amen. Because some of the boys followed him. But Orton said, as we visited that day, to the family, when I get religion, he said, I want what Junior's got. You can tell they got something. Revival came through Truman, Arkansas, and a whole bunch of them got saved. But I broke the ice, I want you to know. I paved the way. Amen. I let them know by example that somebody can live for God. Even if your family don't live for God, you can live for God. Amen. Judas cursed his whole family. His wife would grind to another. His children would be cursed. Everything he had would be cursed. Because they shared and agreed and entered into his secret sin with him. Amen. But a long time ago, David prophesied what would happen to him and his family. It was so real that Guy Walsh said, you can't find anything good in the Bible about Judas. I can. 3.5 years. Well, maybe a year. Because well along in there, Jesus said, one of you is a devil. At first, Judas had the goods. At first, Judas was healing the sick. At first, Judas was preaching the gospel. Judas went out with them 2 by 2. Amen. Judas was right with them. Hallelujah. And they come back rejoicing that even the devils are subject to them. And Jesus gave them a word of warning, said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Now what did it say in that 69th Psalm about Judas and those that conspired to crucify the Lord? It said, let them not be written in thy book. Take their names out of thy book. Amen. The Bible promises the Sardonian church, the Sardis church, in the book of Revelation, that if they'd repent and do right, amen, I will not blot their names out of the book of life. I'm sorry to say that right in the Sardis church, there was a whole bunch that was getting ready to be blotted out if they didn't repent. God expects us to take the lead, Father. And if we'll take the lead in this thing of old time religion, amen, if we'll sell out all this world and give up completely to God and go whole hog for Jesus and be faithful and set the example, somebody will follow the flag that you raise. Somebody will walk up to your standard. But you mealy mouth around. Hang your head when a man of God preaches righteousness. Can't hardly squeeze out an amen. Amen. Get your feelings hurt because you think he knows something. I don't know nothing. I just preach the gospel. I know human nature. Amen. So I just preach the gospel. I'm talking about the Father's curse. The Old Testament said that I will bring the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the fourth generation. I'm glad we don't have to live under that now. I'm glad if you will, if you want to, you can make the right choice. But woe be unto that Christian when a man of God preaches the truth. They rebel against the truth and say, well, Grandpa didn't preach it that way. Daddy didn't preach it that way. Mama didn't preach it that way. So what? If it's right, it's right. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it kills family pride, let it die. Amen. You go on with God. Hallelujah. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. Amen. And it may be lonely for a while. But I've been lonely. Amen. I know how it feels to bear that cross. You may have to stand alone for a while. But I've stood alone. I know what it is to bear that cross. Amen. I stood for God when I was the only one in the family. Live for God. Go home. Question around. You know Leonard L. Collins Jr., they'll call me Jr. Ask them about it. Get them to tell you my life story. They know it. About me thumbing it to church when nobody else wanted to go. Amen. Get them to tell you the story. Oh, I've told it to you time after time, but some of you wasn't here. You're new. Amen. Some of you don't know about me standing in between my mom and dad and keeping them from killing them each other. And crying out to God for a solid hour with tears running down my face and dripping on my bare feet. That I was washing my feet in a one-room log cabin getting ready to hitchhike to church. I cried for an hour, God bring peace to this home. I was the only one trying to live for God. Amen. Finally, my mom put up the butcher knife she had in her hand. She wasn't going to work on a ham of meat. She was going to work on my dad with it. And that's why I stepped between them. Amen. I cried. Tears fell like rain. Finally, my dad lost every ounce of anger and rebellion. He said, give the keys to Junior and let him take the car to church tonight. My prayer brought peace in the home that night. Brother Gary, when I drove up in front of Field Creek Church with my dad's pea green 41 Chevrolet, amen, didn't even have a driver's license. They thought I was really stepping out in the world. But they didn't know what I'd gone through with to get to church that night. And some of these dear children of God that's here tonight, you don't know what they go through with every day to live for God. Amen. There's just one way you can renounce the Father's curse on your house, and that's make your decision for God. Amen. Amen. My dad cursed both his households. The woman he lived with for 2 years and had some children by. Amen. Unmarried to her. That first boy has become an alcoholic. Incurable alcoholic. Amen. But there's one of those boys that decided that he wouldn't follow in the footsteps of the rest. He got saved. He's my half-brother. Not very many people know it, but he's been here. He's a free will Baptist preacher. He made his decision to live for God. Amen. Dale Kester is a Christian. Amen. Only I know and you know that his real name is Collins. He's my half-brother. He could have been under the curse too. But he made his decision to live for God. Amen. What about you? What about you? Amen. Will you follow Father in his rebellion and come under his curse? Or will you follow the Heavenly Father and let someone else follow you and you bless them? Stand with me and let's pray. You'll be a blessing. You'll be a blessing. Amen. You'll be a blessing. Hallelujah. You'll be a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, bless this altar call tonight. Bless all our dads. Make them spiritual examples. Help them, Lord God, to be honest with God and not to rob God, lest they bring the curse upon their whole household. Lest while children and family pride seek to justify them and themselves in their error, they too come under the curse. I pray that out of this church will come a group of leaders, fathers in righteousness, that will take the lead for God. Spearhead revival, Holy Ghost power from heaven, and deliverance, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Take the lead. Be an influence for good. Come on. Be a blessing to your family and your household. Come on. Bless all those that will follow in your footsteps. Amen. Because they'll know my dad lived the truth. My dad preached the truth.
To my old altar.
Aha. Come on.